okay, we just decided to turn our meta conversation about the Baldies we do every year before the Baldies into content. Clearly, this is not prepared content, but it is content.
It's what you crave.
Yeah, and if it sucks, you'll never hear it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's Schrodinger's content. How you like that? Does the existential dread of, oh my God, what other content are you missing out? Because me and Jim at the end go like, nah, it should.
Should take all it our should. Really bad stuff that we don't want to release and release it to executive producers on Patreon. It's bonus.
Oh,
here's all the really
like
bad
every,
stuff.
Like once a year, we should have like the trash can.
Uh-huh.
You know, like anything. We're like, dump. You know what, Tal? Just never mind. Get rid of that. We're not going to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
We just dump that out to executive producers.
Here's some shit for you.
The bucket of shame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's 2023. You're talking about the Baldies. We always kind of go through our categories, decide if we want to spruce them up, debate whether we should condense, add, if we have any funny bits. That's what we're doing here. One big brain idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if we separate movies and TV in the pulp and prestige categories? Do you feel like you understand the rationale behind this? Because I remember us talking about it.
No, it's been too long since we talked about it.
The frustration, and it seems like you have years with excellent dramas and really intricate films, and they're always going to get shit on by the latest Marvel or, you know, superhero release. Like, it's good. Like, if you look back at our best movies and best TV shows, they're dominated by pulp. And I don't think that means that
really?
Pulp can't be good. It's just like, yeah, I think so. Here, let's, you know what? For the content,
That's shocking.
Let
to me
look and see if that's even true. That's my impression, and I think that's why we wrote that down. So here's the Baldies 2022 winners. Best movies: Everywhere, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Pulp, Glass Onion, Prestige, Nope, Pulp, Top Gun Maverick, Pulp, The Northman, Pulp. And Community was the same except for they threw the Batman instead of Northman. So the prestige pulp got pushed aside for, I guess, more prestige pulp.
Uh-huh.
Best pilot, we got Severance, that's prestige. The Bear, prestige. House of Dragon, pulp. Andor, pulp. Peacemaker, pulp. Let's go down to, let's see, where is freaking best drama? Here we go. Best drama: Severance, prestige. Better Call Saul, prestige. The Bear, prestige. Andor, pulp. House of Dragons, pulp. Yeah. Yeah, I can go back and see if, because I that last year seems like it was still pulp heavy, but maybe more balanced than I was giving it credit for. Baldies,
yeah.
2021 winners.
I mean, thinking about this year, it's probably gonna be somewhat skewed towards pulp.
Well, look at this, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Best first run bald movie 2021. Here's your top 10. Tied for one: Dune and Spider-Man No Way Home, Harder They Fall, Western but pulp, The Suicide Squad pulp, Candyman pulp, No Time to Die, it's Bond, pretty pulp.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, pulp. A Quiet Place Part 2, pulp. Encanto, cartoon, pulp. 10, 8-Bit Christmas, pulp. Like, I don't know what the other things on the list were.
Yeah,
but like,
how many on that list were actually prestige overall? Like,
okay,
is there any prestige that we saw that year, or was it all pulp? Because if it's 90% pulp...
That
of
could
course.
Be scary, too, the fact that we're self-selecting for it. So, Baldies 2021, here are the first-run films that we saw. All right. So, what the hell is F9? Okay, that's not it. Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
The Green Knight.
Uh-huh.
Pig. That's
prestige.
Prestige. The Last Duel, prestige. In the Heights is a musical. So probably prestige. Matrix, pulp. Malignant. The fuck was Malignant?
Okay,
I know it.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise, that was pulp. Zola's prestige, I don't think you saw that. Many Saints in Newark, prestige. Yeah. There, but yeah, we're pretty pulpy over that year, but we could have put together a compelling top five. Gabaldi is 2020. And then we'll make a ruling. So best documentary. Jeez, I don't even watch documentaries anymore. What the hell's happened to me? Best movie was The Lighthouse. Okay. That's prestige. Parasite, prestige. Hamilton. Okay, this is the year that completely debunks my point that The Lighthouse, Parasite, Hamilton, 1917, and The Irishman were in the top five.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
Then
pulp.
The Five Bloods, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, Trial of the Chicago 7, Greyhound.
Still
holy
no pulp.
Shit.
Jesus, that what? Was prestige There's, heavy year. Oh, did we
got to get...
We were self-selecting that year, right? I assume, because we had the pulp prestige divide and we needed a lot of prestige movies to fill in because there wasn't a ton of TV.
Is but this right? was first run, was it not?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, no. No, you're wrong. You're right. This isn't first run. This was, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're exactly.
It's not first run?
That wasn't first run. That was everything, apparently.
Oh, do we do bucket. A combined movie category?
Yeah. But here's best drama. Devs, Pulp, The New Pope. Nah, that's prestige. Expanse,
Pulp.
Lovecraft Country, Pulp. The Boys, Pulp. Dark, Pulp. Yeah. Better Call Saul, prestige. Fly Against America, prestige. Walking Dead, season 9 got in our top
Jesus.
10 drama, dude. I mean...
Season 9 was a return to form for The Walking Dead.
That's true.
In a good
that's
way,
true.
Not return to form.
That's true.
Yeah.
And The Mandalorian, so I don't know. Maybe, but maybe there's some years where we just wouldn't have anything.
Yeah, I'm worried about micro-segmenting these things.
Oh, we didn't
like,
do first run in 2020. That's why we did self-select a lot that year, because there was no... That was the pandemic. No. Yeah, it was the pandemic year.
Oh, of course.
There were no first-run movies.
Of course.
Only the things that came out on Netflix and stuff, so...
Yeah, I'm worried that if we segment by comedy and drama and pulp and prestige, like what happens to the comedy category? Do you just want to do that with dramas?
Dramas
like
and
comedy.
Movies.
Yeah,
I was going to suggest that for drama and movie. Because like I said, I mean, I don't know. Or maybe we just hold the line and be like, fuck it. You prestige, pulp. Pulp's just too good, man.
Yeah,
you want
I mean,
better,
they're blurring
better
lines.
Things?
I mean, stuff like Hot D and Last of Us, that... blurs lines, you know, it's prestige
sure.
television
sure.
quality wise and
for sure
the subject happens to be genre stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of in favor of just keeping it where it is.
We'll see how this year goes, and if we feel like it's like really pulpy, we can always go revisit it, you know.
Yeah, I think there'll be some strong contenders at least in the movies for prestige.
Okay, so I'm gonna say
9
result. No. Fan request.
Also,
can we
no, but maybe next year. If it's too heavy this year on pulp.
Okay. No, but monitor for future years. Fan request. Special effects creative categories, audio stuff, costuming, makeup.
Ooh.
I like this, but like I feel like not every year I would want to have it, because like last year I remember, you know, what was that, the blue, the Way of Water, was that this year?
Avatar?
Yeah,
that was December.
No,
last
it was
year.
The year before.
Yeah,
right. But like, it's like when you get years that have like a particularly good like special effects that you wanted to like call out. I'm trying to look at this year. We had Dungeons and Dragons had really good special effects and costuming. Mm-hmm. I think that went really well together. Guardians of the Galaxy, like those fucking poor tormented creatures. But the creator had amazing special effects.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm too stupid to do that kind of category. Like, I don't have the expertise. I'm not Adam
Savage.
Yeah,
I mean, that's part of it. I I honestly couldn't tell you if the audio on one movie is better than, like, is Dune better than the creator in audio?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
And, like, I notice costume and makeup when it's, like, really ostentatious, like special effects, like in a science fiction or, like, a historical scene. But, like, that's not where costuming and special, I mean, costuming and makeup are. It's, you know, yeah. So it's like, I just don't know. I feel like that would be an expansion where we would have a handful of entries of very obvious things to point out. Like, wow, James Cameron knows how to spend $300 million.
You know? It's almost like you'd want to do that as not a category, but just like a secondary award. Like, oh, you can award one thing this, you know, this category or this particular award for...
Maybe jaw dropper of the year. We could like nominate like one particular effect sequence or
something like that, where you just say this is the one, like this is the one that stood out to us this year.
Yeah, and it could be a scene that was cool or like a really beautiful visual or just like an impressive effect. Yeah, okay, let's so coolest moment of the year.
Although that might be tough to distinguish from
jaw dropper of the year. Jaw dropper of the year. In terms of visuals and sound, and or sound.
That might be tough to distinguish from this next one, which is best fight scene. I mean, they might be identical, right? Like a John Wick or something.
They could, but I don't think. Yeah,
And I don't know that we need to do this. It just the best fight scene, like, or biggest badass kind of tailors it to Bald Move a little bit more, which I like.
I like biggest badass too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're gonna try jaw dropper of the year. We can workshop that too.
All right, and we can not do best fight scene, but do biggest badass.
Agreed. Okay. Results. We will. I think we did this last year too. We will do biggest badass of the year. Also, man, did we write down anything from last year? Like, did we? Let me look at last year's.
Yeah, we usually put some notes.
Because I'm wondering if we had badass, right? Last year, badass.
For sure. That's what it says.
No,
at the top.
We didn't.
Badass for sure. Oh, these must be notes for next time. Because it says badass of the year for sure.
I thought we had badass last year.
Apparently not. Biggest Oh, yeah, we did. New biggest badass of the year. David Harbour.
Wait, are we on the wrong Baldi's list then?
No. We're on the right list.
Well, I got the 2022 winners, and that wasn't it at all. What are you reading off of?
Oh, I'm reading off of the actual Baldi's 2022 document. Not the winners, just the lists.
Dude, my Google Docs is so fucked up right now.
Yeah, Google Docs kind of sucks, especially for searching.
Open. The interface gets corrupted sometimes. It's really weird. Oh. Baldi's 2022. It's the Baldi's 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we did it for sure, but we didn't. So it must be for next year. We didn't do it for this year.
What?
No, we did.
2022. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
It's okay, because I was searching for one word, badass, instead of two words, badass. Yeah. Okay, so we did badass last year. All right, well then, let's see if we can retrofit this then. Did it have to come out that year? Or did we allow things? It looks like it's all
probably that year.
Things that year. It can't be things that we watched in retrospective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like it. Okay, cool. Because like I did not. I mean, Arnold will just win every fucking year.
Right, right. That's stupid. That's what the badass deliberations are for in July or June or whenever we do them.
Oh man, I am officially worried about the Badass Fest at this point. I don't.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that. Well,
Nabi Al Dufat, huh? Yeah. Oh, shit. This is probably not part of the content you should be hearing.
Okay. So I say we add that as a category and kind of keep rolling on these questions. I'm just going to add it to the bottom.
Is it already on there? If not, I guess.
Oh, maybe.
I think this is a good idea, and I don't know why we wouldn't.
No,
make the retro coverage a community vote. We should, like, we shouldn't vote on it, but we should give the retro, like, what was your favorite retro coverage this year?
Sure. I'm down with that. Wait, that's an H1? That's an H1. Okay, whatever.
Okay. Shows that would have won an award if we gave that. And I don't know what the hell this means, Foundation. I think we
would have won an
that.
Award if we gave technical awards. I think it's funny to give an award that isn't an award because we don't give awards for that. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, that so this is, I thought this
the jaw dropper thing is.
I thought this is a funny gag. The best what this best hate mail because we got that like legend. I got what I think is a legendary hate mail over sand pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought also since we did the Alan Joe goof, we could say that also our affiliates Alan Joe sent in a spectacular piece of feedback that they got, and we just read the mother hating. You know how it's the mother, the AI generated.
Oh God! Right.
Just as a goof. Because I think the sand pebbles one is a work of art.
Yeah, I'm always scared about encouraging hate mail.
Encourage highbrow, pinky out, monocle in hate mail. I would, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like encouraging.
I wouldn't read
any of it, but.
All right. Well, it was just an idea. I thought it'd be fun.
I mean, it would be funny. I'd be worried that people would be sending hate mail just to send hate mail at that point and like. But maybe not. I mean, people probably don't care that much about the Baldies.
Yeah, it's like our ultra fans watch it, listen to it, and
right.
with it.
If I get a piece of hate mail from Michelle,
we
I probably know she's joking.
Yeah. Yeah, we could make this club. We could effectively make this club exclusive, and it might even be more popular. I don't know.
Make sending us hate mail
true.
Club exclusive? What?
No. It already is. No.
I mean, how do we stop that?
Okay. Any other meta is like, let's look at the, so we got commissions, always a crowd pleaser, first run movies, gotta have it in there. TV drama, of course. TV comedy, of course. Retro, I like that we're actually doing something to retro now. Biggest badass. Oh shit, that's the last category. We have to derive every other category.
Oh yeah, actors.
Oh my god, I forgot about the absolute
dramas. Oh, we have dramas.
So here are the other things that we had in last year's. Do you want to make a note of this somewhere?
Yeah. So we got commissions, first run, drama, comedy, retro. Okay. What are the other categories?
Best debut pilot.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Biggest miss,
right?
Best bald move moment.
Type, okay.
We got TV comedy. Best lead actor.
Oh right, we split that out, didn't we?
Best supporting actor. We'll see if the women get shut out.
They didn't get shut out last time, right? There was one woman, I think, in the.
No one won, but there was two women in the three women in the top five, but no women in the top five for support. So,
gotcha. Ugh.
Bald Move Award for Best TV Drama.
Yep, got that.
Oh wow, we already got that. Mm-hmm. Badass of the Year, got that right. Biggest Surprise.
Oh yeah.
Highest Risk / Highest Reward.
Highest Risk, highest.
I think we should retire Best Bald Move Christmas. We can't do this every year, right?
I mean, you're only adding one to the pile every year, so the list stays the same, except
but
where
it
do you
doesn't.
Rank the new
like
one.
We did it 2 years in a row, and it was quite a bit different. So.
I think that's kind of funny, just based on how we're feeling that year. But
do you want? I mean, yeah, you want? Yeah, I mean,
we don't have to. It's a silly thing. Right. But we can now do like best ball move special project. We got three to choose from.
Okay, yeah, let's replace it with that. Best okay. bald move, special project.
All right.
Biggest disappointment.
Ooh. Oh, man. Disappointment. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
I wonder if we could do like best lunch. I wonder if people would like have Oof. Any kind of memory based on title. Under
some people do. Some people love specific lunches, but I don't.
But enough to like, I think you'd get like, you'd have to make that. You'd either have to type in all 40 some lunches and have people select just on a title alone, or you'd have to be like, oh, that one where, you know, Aaron and Jim talked about modeling for 7 hours.
Mm-hmm. Which one? All right. Well, let's fill out these categories. I guess that's the best place to start, huh? So biggest badass, I guess we would just run back through the... So not commissions. It's going to be only people from the... Although, unless a modern movie was commissioned.
Yeah, you want to just go through... Hold on, let me get a...
Oh, modern movie was not commissioned.
Do we need to start a new recording, or you just want to split this or continue? Just roll.
Oh,
with this?
Yeah, I'll just mark it.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, now we're filling out the categories.
I need to open up a duplicate session.
Yeah, so this, maybe I can read off the names of the movies and TV shows, and you can write down any badasses who might have been in them. For instance, Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I mean, he's got to be considered, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I got to get this document opened up in a second screen.
Oh, yeah. There's some good stuff in here for Badass of the Year.
Well, that's good. I was worried.
Oh, no. And we have to talk about Jonathan Majors.
Oh, no.
I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, Disney. Make up your mind. I guess they have made up their mind now. They fired him again.
How the fuck do you do this shit? Oh, is it down at the... Okay, forward to... Okay. Okay. Badasses. Okay. Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny.
Harry Ford. Oh, yeah. Is he the only one in there that gets badass potential? Fleabag probably isn't. I mean, she was kind of badass in that. Like a trickster sort of badass.
I agree. That's a cool badass. Mm-hmm. And maybe we need the, I don't know, what is the,
it's not, like it's an not evil, action, you know?
Yeah. It's like an evil genius type, right. Badass, you know,
mastermind.
A trickster god, a Loki mastermind. Maybe that's what it is. Mass scoundrel.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't think I didn't feel like she was intimidating in that mm-hmm. movie. She was just, you couldn't take her lightly, and she would rob you blind and leave you in jail. But
mm-hmm. Okay, John Wick Chapter 4, obviously Keanu.
Wait,
Reeves.
Wait. Is there anyone else in that movie that could be a badass though?
I mean,
I was trying to like Sala is like an old
about
man.
The villain, the blonde haired Cary Elwes looking dude. I forget.
Yeah. Let's do him.
Narcos
that's
guy.
A good one. The genetically bred Nazi super soldier.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
The Dial of Destiny. Oh, is it Boyd Holbrook? Like, he's not the one we're talking about, but he...
Boyd Holbrook...
Yeah, he was the guy that played the heavy in Indiana or in Justified. We're talking about Oliver Richter's though, right?
Is that the same guy? Yeah, I get. Oh, I guess it is. Holy shit! Yeah, I forgot.
What was that? Yeah, the Justified.
Boyd Holbrook. That's the guy I was thinking of.
But he wasn't the heavy. He's not the guy we're thinking of. The guy we're thinking of, I think, is Oliver Richter's here.
Yeah, he's the beast.
We'll be right back with more Bald Move after this brief pause. Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
This Tuesday, we're back off the clock with a new premium podcast covering our experiences with the new Amazon series Fallout, Alex Garland's Civil War, as well as some thoughts on X-Men 97.
Then on Friday, The Old Reliable, Lunch with Jim and Aaron. Join us in the Munch Crowd to watch us record live at 1 p.m. Eastern, or check out the podcast later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content, plus ad-free feeds.
We try to make it super easy to support making podcasts at Bald Move. Just join the club.
But some people aren't the joining type, or maybe they're already in the club but want to add a little bit of gratuity for an especially great season of coverage, or for a podcast that really spoke to them or gave them that bit of support in a tough time.
For these, and for whatever other reason you might have, our tip jar is always open. Head over to support.baldmove.com and click the donate option to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Once again, check out support.baldmove.com for all the great ways to help me and Jim keep making the podcast you love.
And now, back with more Bald Move.
In the Kingsman, he plays huge Machine Shack guard.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh my god, this dude. Jesus Christ, he could give Jack Reacher a run for his fucking money. Oh my god. No, yeah, he's outclasses monster. The Jack Reacher dude.
He's 7'2". 7'2".
Okay. Let's put that. We should definitely put that guy, like Oliver Richter's, because that dude, he needs some more work.
Yeah, he's born in '89, so he's like
2 years old and 34. Yeah. He's almost too big. He can't be a main character.
You just gotta find a lot of bigger people to put around him. Put like a 6'2" actor near him, like a bunch of them.
This is the guy who can talk shit to Jack. I want to see this guy talk shit to Jack Reacher and see how Jack Reacher responds.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. What is this motherfucker's character? Hulk.
Hulk.
One of my goals this year is to take German lessons.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because my sister wants to go to Germany next year, and I'd like to be able to order a beer and brat.
Yeah,
that sounded like a fool.
Pretty sure beer is just beer. You can just say beer.
Yeah, beer und Bratwurst.
Good, you got it. That's all you need.
Danke.
Just say that when the customs agent asks you what your purpose is in Germany.
Beer und Bratwurst. Beer und Bratwurst. Schnell.
Yep, I'll let you ride in.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an American.
Guy on the list. Now?
Yes, he's on the list.
I was thinking of Boyd Holbrook, but I don't know that he qualifies. It's hard to rule him out if John Wick.
Because he's got dumbass swagger. Like, if it was the first three episodes, I'd be like, he's got that Boyd Crowder, Southern fried swagger, but he's got dumbass swagger. He's not that guy.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like he really can back it up, so
we should, you know what, we should put it on the list. This is the deliberations, right?
We're just filling out the list right now, so
This is all meta. Okay, yeah, I think we should put him up there so we can have this conversation though.
Okay. Boyd Holbrook,
but we'll wait until we get to him. What's the next?
We're at him. He's in Dial of Destiny.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm saying I wouldn't put him up there. I'd put him up there for Justified. So
trying
to do this in an orderly way.
So John Wick Chapter 4, obviously Keanu Reeves ends up there. Who else? There's that dude at the gambling table. What's his freaking name? Or was that the last one? God, I don't even remember this John Wick. The staircase is this John Wick, right?
Yes, this was the staircase. So, which means that was, first of all, we have to put Keanu Reeves.
Yep. Obviously.
John Wick 4. Yeah, who's the blind martial artist? Cause that was sick. That shit was sick. That was I cannot believe I'm blanking on this dude's name. Donnie Yen, of course.
Right.
Ip Man.
Right. Yeah.
Donnie Yen.
Like I said, boy, I don't remember much of that movie. I guess there was the neon
I remember glass, I mean,
fight, and then the stair fight. Those are the parts I remember.
Thought that how we feel about Bill Skarsgård? No, he was the man at the high table. Was he did he do anything badass in the whole movie?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I'd probably remember if he did. Hiroyuki Sanada does awesome stuff, but
yeah, did Lance Reddick actually appear in this movie, or was he a flashback? Because I thought he died in 3.
Couldn't tell you.
Because the other one is Lawrence Fishburne. I don't really buy it. What about who's this guy? Hiroyuki Sanada.
Yeah, he's always great, but I don't remember what his role was in this.
And then you've got the young woman kicking ass. I guess her name's Amy Kwan.
Yeah, I want to say Yuko Sanada was like one of the guys defending him at that safe haven hotel, whatever it was.
Well, here's my meta point is like I think only Keanu and Donnie have a shot in the context of the year, probably.
Well, who's he fighting on the staircase? It's not Donnie Yen. It's everyone.
Well, Donnie Yen's fighting with him, right? Yeah. Like they get all the way to the top, and then, or wait, is Donnie Yen the one that throws him back down? Because Donnie Yen is his opponent until he gets to the table.
I don't remember. yeah,
that's
years
how
since
it goes.
I've seen it, and I really don't remember.
That's what I'm saying. I think Donnie Yen might secretly be more badass. I might watch that between now and the Baldies, but I don't think I put anybody else up there because I don't think they realistically have a chance to get in the top 5. Next movie.
Renfield. Nicolas Cage as Dracula. I don't think anybody's going to go in there. You ain't gonna put Nicholas Holt in.
What about Nicholas Holt? Like, you got to talk about him and his potential for an action star.
Yeah,
he's got a surprisingly deep.
Think it was that impressive.
He's building a sneaky, quiet list of badass characters, though. He's one of the Mech Boys. I forget what they called the Death Boys in the last Mad Max. He was the Beast. Mm-hmm. In the X-Men kind of prequel sequels, he's this guy. I feel like he's been something. I mean, there's already 3 roles. I wouldn't say the Beast is iconic, but he is an X-Men. Yeah, I'm gonna throw him down. We need to talk about him. Nicholas Holt.
I don't know that it's gonna score many points based on Renfield. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's I don't know. It's hard for me to judge those like CG assisted things, but you know, it's weird. I don't feel like he's an action star. I feel like he's just a guy they hired and then did a bunch of action camera moves around him.
He's 6'3". He's also really good. Like he's like,
oh, the menu.
I forget
That's
his character
I
in the.
Recently.
I forget his character in the Great, but he is unquestionably a badass in that as well. Oh, Peter. He's Peter, of course.
Really?
He's Peter the Great son. Yeah, he's a doofus, but he's like also like a leaf. He's like a like an archer type, where he's kind of a dumbass. And he doesn't examine his life at all, but he is super deadly with gun, blade, and just about anything. What else?
Tetris. Nobody in that was badass.
No.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez was actually a very good badass in that.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Chris Pine is kind of the opposite. He's not a big badass in that.
Honor Among Thieves. We should write him down, though, yeah? Just to talk about it?
I suppose.
Okay, what else? Or is there anybody else in that? I say, nah, I shouldn't worry about it.
Eh. How about Guardians Volume 3?
Do we give Drax a meritus nomination?
I mean, he was in a movie this year, right? So, kind of have to put him in there.
That's the thing. I didn't really like this movie, and I didn't have a reason to go rewatch it, so I don't. I don't have high evolutionary. I wouldn't call him a badass. Holy wow, cow! The lady who played the Cosmo in a space dog is a little bit of a hottie. So is the guy who played the raccoon. Oh my god.
You mean Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. Wait, Nathan Fillion was Master Carja? This picture they got for Nathan Fillion for his it makes him look like he's 70 years old.
I mean, he's getting up there.
No, you shut your
fucking mouth. Not 70, oh. But he's getting old.
Controversially, like, do you want to put, because, like, other than Drax, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to put Chris Pratt on this list. He's the main character, and he's ripped, and, like, he fights. Dave Bautista, I mean, yeah, Drax, he said.
Is this such a joke? It's just, has Chris Pratt ever been an unironic badass? Like, I guess in that Zero Dark Thirty. He's
Jurassic
playing a Navy SEAL.
World, sorta, but yeah.
No, that stuff is ridiculous.
I mean, he's an action hero, but I don't know that I call him a real badass.
Chris Pratt, fucking Guardians 3, and then Dave Bautista. I certainly fucked his name up. B-A-U... holy shit, I nailed it. That's how much I respect Dave Bautista.
How about Golden Boy? I forget his name. Lee Pace Golden is in that movie? Boy. When is Lee Pace in that movie as Ronan?
Oh, he's probably in a flashback.
Okay.
I just assume. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in bad spaces through big parts of last year. I don't know if Guardian 3 sucks or I was just not ready to see cute animals tortured to death medically.
Yeah. I didn't think it sucked. I forget. I mean, that is the one with the golden guy, right?
The golden guy? Oh,
yeah,
Jesus
it starts
Christ.
Off with that gold
yes,
dude.
Adam fucking Warlock. I forgot.
Adam Warlock.
Who I cannot believe that guy I actually respect as an actor at the end of this movie solely because of his appearance on The Bear.
Right. Yeah, he's the head chef at that one place that What's-His-Face trains. Or no, What's-Her-Face trains? Yeah.
No, he ships the... Doesn't he ship the pastry guy off to him?
His cousin?
No, the pastry chef, the guy who does all the...
Oh, is it like, the pastry like, guy who goes to him?
To do yeah. his signature dessert, and this guy's specialty is that stuff.
I think you're right, yeah.
Anyway, move on. Next shit.
Fast X. There's some badasses in that.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Let's start. Vin Diesel.
Just an easy one. Michelle Rodriguez again. Putting up a strong
Hold
showing
a
this year.
So that's Fast X, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Fast 11? Jesus.
Fast X.
Okay.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Mia, stay not tuned. A badass, and probably will never be. Tyrese Gibson as Roman. Is Roman a badass? He's a joke. So is Ludacris.
Yeah.
So is Ramsey. Cypher. How about Charlize Theron?
Ludacris is a badass in that Get Back video, though. My God. Those Popeye arms.
Ludacris?
Remember that music video for Get Back, and he had those just giant, like, rubber arms that, like, literally hung down to the ground, and they were just
no.
And he's dancing, dude, and yeah, it's really fucking funny.
Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron, is she?
She actually had a really good fight. Yeah.
Yeah, with Michelle Rodriguez in, like, the med
bay. It's the first time I've seen her convincingly be, like, that kind of badass. Charlize Theron. Jason Momoa, right? He brought that crazy
in there, yep.
Bad guy energy.
So is John Cena.
John Cena does not get a badass credit for this movie for making a cross pose as his cross thing is bobbing in front of him as he closes his eyes and lets Jesus take the wheel as he dies in some insane car stunt. It's not even going to kill him, by the way.
What?
Fast 15 is going to show him being thrown free of the wreckage.
Oh,
you don't remember that?
Yeah, they got to bring John Cena back.
Yeah, like somebody, like I think, I can't remember the exact circumstances, but like Jason Momoa is going to shoot a missile launcher at Letty's car, or maybe the car that had Don's kid in it. And you see John Cena could be like, not today, bro. She comes running in from side, hits a ramp and goes into like a spiral. And he's like, intercepting whatever thing was going to kill the son.
Oh,
and as,
with his modified car.
And he does like an Iron Giant where he like closes his eyes and makes a cross pose as his cross necklace floats in the air.
Well, it was like super then, armored. So, of course, he's still alive, right? I mean, he installed a whole bunch of metal pads on it.
Oh, yeah. And he gave it to Nitro, so. No, I'm not giving him Jason Cena or John Cena. Jason Cena,
either
sit
one.
Down. You haven't even, you need, to, you need to get a role. John Cena.
All right.
Surely
this
he's
could
done
be,
other things this year.
This could be Tobey Maguire's year. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Oh, sorry. That's across. I thought this was going to be No Way Home. Okay. What do we do about animation? Nothing, right?
Nothing,
because they didn't do any on-screen badassery.
Yeah, Vin Diesel doesn't get the clout for Groot.
All right, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Wait, are we not given Tobey Maguire for Spider-Man?
Did that come out this year? I think that came out the year before. I mistook.
Did it?
I saw Spider-Man and I assumed it was No Way Home, and then I read, oh no, it's Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh shit, that was in that was in 2021.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Okay, fuck that. What are you saying next?
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Okay, that one gal.
The one that we wanted to play Abby.
I was wanting to play Abby. Ant-Man and the Wasp 3. She's also coming up in some big high profile thing. Katie O'Brien.
Yeah, that thing with what's her face from the Leftovers.
Yes.
Mark Pauly.
Ant-Man 3. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Anybody else in this movie?
Is Evangeline Lilly a badass?
Evangeline Lilly is a baddie. I don't think she's a badass, though.
Is Michael Douglas a badass?
Is Corey Stahl as Murdoch a badass?
Fuck you. No, he's
6 foot
not.
5 and it's all head, baby.
Jonathan Majors is in that. We're going to at some point have to talk about Jonathan Majors because Creed 3 came out last year.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. It's on our list.
Holy shit, it did. Let's talk about it then. Because like I maintain that I don't think that Kang is a badass. He has no charisma. He is not particular. I mean, he's physically imposing because Jonathan Majors is, but that's not his whole deal. And what's the other in the character? Well, he's not a character. Yeah, he is a character. So I don't think Kang is a badass. It's like Lex Luthor being a badass.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor's more of a badass because he's probably got some of that charisma. Yeah. He's a mastermind.
Yeah.
Okay, so fuck that.
Paul Rudd, I mean, Ant Man, but no. I don't consider that badass. I don't know why it's I don't the consider suit. These superheroes default
it's
badass.
It's the suit. It's the suit.
It's all
and
the
he
suit.
Doesn't have
this.
He doesn't have the like Tony Stark gets there because of the charisma.
Mm. Yeah,
because he absolutely. I mean, he told Thanos, "I'm that. I'm him," as he's committing suicide. So.
All right. How about Creed 3? We avoided talking about Jonathan Majors. So obviously Michael B. Jordan.
Jonathan Majors.
He's badass.
Is Creed 3 and Michael B. avoiding major scandal.
Is he? Like skin of his teeth or just like he seems...
No, I'm just saying he's not out there beating women and... Starting fights with crew members, and
I didn't know if there was some thing going on with him.
No, not that I know, not to my knowledge.
Right.
Damn. That's such a fucking shame.
I forgot Ivan Drago's kid is in this too. Victor Drago.
He was a much bigger part in the last movie, though.
Yeah.
That was a whole thing.
I don't know if I'm going to count him for this one. But those are probably the only two people from Creed 3.
Did they canonically kill Rocky in this movie? Did he like go to his gravesite or did it happen in Creed 2?
I can't remember if it happened at the
Rocky,
end of last
I thought
movie or this one.
Die in Creed 3. No, Creed 3 confirmed that he's still alive and spending time with his son in Vancouver.
Oh.
Okay, so he's still in the universe alive. I thought he made an imply. Yeah, okay. Because he was in Creed 2 a lot, I think.
Cocaine Bear. Ray Liotta. The Bear. How about the Bear?
Bear.
Is the Bear a badass? For eating cocaine and then killing people?
No. I'm looking to see if the deeper cast has got anybody.
I don't think so. That movie's silly.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Killers of the Flower Moon. I don't think so.
I don't think poisoning women and otherwise just disposing of them makes you a badass.
That's the opposite
of
any. Badass.
I was trying to think if there's any heroic like native men that did something.
I was trying to think, but they don't really physically fight back in that. So no. There are.
Oh, Jesse Plemons as the lawman, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he does anything badass.
I mean, he doesn't have any like action scenes, but his demeanor. He's like almost a Clint Eastwood type in that, which is weird to say about
him. He's just out there doing right. I don't know. I don't know that it's.
Okay. Then let's move on to the creator. Is John David Washington going to get anything for.
I mean, you have to, right? He plays a tough soldier that kills a lot of people.
The creator.
So John David Washington is his. Mm-hmm. I always get which of his first names is his first and which of his middle.
Yeah, that's right.
Washington in creator. The creator. Are there any other badasses in that movie? Ken Watanabe is not. He is a badass, but he wasn't playing a badass.
Right. I don't think so.
Danny McBride. Danny McBride was in that movie?
Danny McBride?
Apparently
no.
So, yeah. That's what it says. Okay. What else?
Doesn't sound right. Extraction 2. All right, here we go. Chris Hemsworth.
Did this come out last year? Extraction 2.
Apparently. I think that's why we watched the first one.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, we watched
them
both.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Number one of the bullet.
This is going to be a hard one to beat, I gotta say.
The thing is, the only thing that biases me against it is I saw both of them in like one sitting, and I don't know which movie, which thing, because I just have all these impressions of him.
Church fight at the end of this? I think it's the end of this one.
Was it this one?
I hope it's the end of this one. Because that, he does blew so much away.
Ridiculous stuff in that film.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, see, yeah, like, golly.
Yeah, we might have that, to go through some of the scenes, like a synopsis or whatever, to verify that it, the stuff Tyler we're thinking Rake. Of was this movie, but obviously
Tyler
him.
Rake. I want to actually bother to write his name down.
Who?
That's his character, Tyler Rake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, next.
I don't remember his opponents.
Oh, wait.
This, if anybody
was, there,
was
yeah,
like,
I was just going to look up here.
God, they're all like Eastern European. Go Gricciani, Tornike, Tornike.
Did Idris Elba get to be a badass? They're kind of like turning him into a badass.
No, but yeah. I mean, it like, seems like next time they might do the franchise
yeah.
with him.
And then what about... is it Gold Shifta Farah? His partner? Is that which one is his partner and which one is the bad person? Maybe I'll go with Casper.
I think that's his partner.
It is.
But
did she betray him?
I don't remember the exact story of this movie.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, we didn't watch this as a bad Bald Move project. We watched this just because Shay told us we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't take it with the rigor. I took it with a lot of substances that were
ineffable to ones.
Me.
And also
forming memories, yes.
I think we watched both of these in the same night, so.
We absolutely did.
What happened in any given one, I couldn't tell you which one.
Hey, excuse to watch Extraction 2 again.
There you go.
Okay, let's move on.
Barbie. I didn't see this. Is anybody badass in Barbie?
I mean,
Margot
there's
Robbie
an elaborate
badass.
Punch she... dancing scene with all of the canonical kins.
Sounds to me like this is going to be a no, dog.
Yeah.
Barbie is not known for its badassery.
No.
How about Oppenheimer?
That's more of the... was the Casa de Macho? How I forget what fucking Ken's ridiculous what he does to Barbie's mansion. The Casa something dojo, Mojo Dojo.
The Mojo Dojo. That's the term. Wow, one of the podcasts I listen to called Plastic Model Mojo uses that term to talk about their hotel room at the Nats.
The Casa Mojo Dojo.
Oh no, so not they're... Casa Mojo Dojo. Just Mojo
oh,
Dojo.
Oh.
Anyway, Oppenheimer. I don't think anybody's badass in the way that we're talking about in Oppenheimer.
No.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Tom Cruise, I suppose.
Okay, Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, which
who's
is
the blonde.
I think just now Dead Reckoning because it's not Part 1 anymore.
Oh. Yeah, stupid. And it's a half story that'll never be finished.
Oh, it will. Stupid. It's just they. I guess they took the part two and turned it into its own thing that's no longer a relation to the first thing. I don't know, man. I don't know. It was a stupid idea to do it that way anyway. Who else is in that movie?
Is Hayley Atwell a badass playing Grace? Rebecca Ferguson. Oh, yeah. Vanessa Kirby.
I remember being very impressed with one of these women mm-hmm. and their ass-kicking ability, and it's honestly probably all of them.
Yeah.
Because
Vanessa
Kirby kicked
Vanessa Kirby. She didn't do much ass-kicking.
Because she kicked a lot of ass in Hobbs and Shaw. She had that, like, Scarlett Johansson Black Widow moveset where she'd, like, monkey bars around a dude's neck and take him down with her thighs. And
I thought she was just, like, a salesperson. She was a buyer for the thing this time around, the virus or whatever the hell it was, the nanobots. Wasn't she just kind of the buyer? And then she had a train scene. I don't know. Maybe the train scene was action filled.
Dude, Henry Cavill.
Somebody pretends to be her, right? Hayley Atwell pretends to be her to do the.
Henry Cavill was not in this movie, was he?
No, that had to be a flashback.
I would think so, too.
Why would they flash back to a bathroom fight with Henry Cavill? Maybe it wasn't the bathroom
fight. He did more
fight.
Than just fight in a bathroom. I don't know, man. Yeah. Ben Rangs is—he's never was a badass in these movies. No. He's always a computer hacker, and he is
kind of the joke,
kind of gone
too.
To seed. I wouldn't want to fight him, but he's still gone to seed a little bit. yeah, let's just keep it moving then.
Okay, might have to revisit whether Vanessa Kirby's a badass in that. Asteroid City, no one's a badass in Asteroid City. Here we go, Silent Night. Joel
Scarlett Johansson's body double was a badass in Asteroid City.
I don't know. What's I thought her ass was pretty good. Joel Dingle Kinnaman? Flop. Kinnaman, yeah. I can never remember his name. I always want to say Edgerton. Yeah, Joel Kinnaman, badass, obviously.
For what?
Silent Night.
Yeah. For sure.
Even though I hated that movie. He is a badass.
Yes. Man. Yeah, can't take it away from him.
I mean, he fights some nasty dudes, but I don't know. Is it Harold
nasty
Torres? Is he the main
dudes?
Is he the main nasty dude in that?
Who? What are you talking about?
There's this guy named Playa. Is that the guy he was trying to get to?
You're looking at Silent Night.
Yeah, who was like the main guy in that? The main villain.
Yeah.
He wasn't that badass though. Like,
no, he was a drugged out crazy person.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that movie wasn't a movie filled with a bunch of badasses. It was really a guy who was already ripped and hulking, and they just put a sweater over him so you couldn't see.
Yeah. All right.
Napoleon.
Next.
Is Napoleon Boner Parts.
Had no, but no badasses.
Okay. No badasses at all. The holdovers. No badasses in the holdovers. Yeah, we're done with the movies, and we got to go to the dramas now.
Yeah, run through drama.
Justified, City Primeval, Timothy Olyphant.
Man.
I know.
Okay, I guess we should debate Justin. We still got to put Timothy O up there.
And he doesn't do anything, right? He shoots the bad guy at the end, and that's it. That's the only cool thing he does in that entire show.
Who played the other guy?
Boyd Holbrook.
And what was his character's name? I thought
shit. Wade? It was Wade.
Wade, yeah. It was Wade. What the fuck? City Primeval. Oh, it's not season 4. It's City Primeval. What the hell was I even doing? What about Marcus Sweetie Sweeten? Nah, not really.
Not in the way we're talking.
I don't even think Boyd qualifies, but I want to have the discussion.
Okay.
Clement Mansell.
It wasn't Wade?
No.
Where am I getting Wade?
I don't know either, man.
Is that like a nickname for him? It was Clem. Clint Mansell. That's the only guy from that? Those two? Timothy and... Okay. There's nobody in Beef who's badass. The Bear, season 2. I would not call anybody badass in that. Mando, season 3. Do you even count... Pedro Pascal, was he actually in this?
God, I hate it's a lot harder to break the cast down for TV shows. Season 3, where the fuck is the cast? Why are you throwing stuff up? Okay, so you got Katie Sackhoff as Bo-Katan Kryze. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see it.
Katie Sackhoff.
I hate that they're doing
How do you spell Sackhoff?
I don't know. There's an H exactly in there, how, I think. Yeah, at some point.
Exactly how I'd think to spell it. Sackhoff. As Bo-Katan. You've also got... I mean, dude, I'm not giving Pedro...
That's what I mean. I hate Pedro this show because you know that it's not actually them doing any of the stunts or any of the badass stuff, right?
Also, like, Katie O'Brien is Aliyah Kane. That's not super... super badass either.
I mean, and there's Carspaccio, Giancarlo Esposito, who's plays Gideon. He was pretty badass, I guess. But that's I remember. I don't know. He's more like a menacing badass. He does fight at the end of this season. He has that, like, the fight on Mandalore with Bo-Katan.
Oh, what about Ahmed Best? He has that cameo as the Jedi Master that saves Grogu. Uh-huh. I think it'd be nice to shout it out. Yeah. It's one of the more memorable badass Jedi sequences we've seen in the last few years, especially since Luke Skywalker didn't actually get played by a real person.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe Carl Weathers is going to win anything for grief, unfortunately.
It'd be a great way to send him off, though, and we wouldn't mention him otherwise, right?
Yeah, you could do in memoriam thing for him as one of the all-time, you know, badasses.
Oh, badass in memoriam? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, makes me sad thinking that there are going to be a lot of those coming up soon.
Yep. Arnold had some really good commercials on the Super Bowl last night.
Oh, yeah.
For State Farm and him trying to say, like a good neighbor. it's Arnold, it's neighbor. Neighbor. Mm-hmm. It was really goofy. It was really funny goof with Danny DeVito where they'd use him as a double that would actually say the line right because, you know, they're twins.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty good goofs. But you're right. We're going to lose a lot of these old fuckers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, so there's nothing else though, right?
I don't think so.
We could do Carson Teva for Chief Lawnmower.
I'm gonna throw the in memoriam thing down here.
Should we do an in memoriam just all the people? I don't think we should do it for everybody. I think we should do it just for badasses.
Oh yeah, totally. But I guess that would be during the badass deliberations. Or
yeah, and also when we miss, like, that's the thing. It's like, we might miss a lot. I mean, we won't miss the big ones, but what if we just gave him a shout out when we're doing the deliberations? Or, yeah, let's do a special thing.
Okay. They're at the bottom of the list.
Next.
Next is Mrs. Davis. I don't think anybody is going to get anything for that.
I mean, that one guy was really funny.
Yeah, the guy from Silicon Valley. He's hilarious, and he's ripped, but I don't know that he's a badass.
Yeah, he's playing an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Father Hans, what? Was he a badass? Would you consider him would you consider Jesus a badass?
No. No.
I never finished that fucking thing. I should.
How about Mr. Feeny? Do we write that down so that we could maybe include some of the retro badasses?
Wait, what are you? I'm not. What is this
in the TV drama list? It says Mr. Feeny? ? We'll be right back with more Bald Move after this brief pause.
You've been listening to quite a few Bald Move podcasts now, but you're not in the club? Whoo boy, you are missing out.
Not only are all of our premium club podcast feeds completely ad-free, but we have lots of other great content exclusively for people in the club.
There's a weekly lunch with Jim and Aaron where we chat with fans about anything and everything from TV and films, food, fun, life advice, and more.
But there's also Off the Clock, our premium podcast where we talk about all the shows we don't have time for on our public feeds.
Plus, you get access to our full spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews of our newly released films.
Don't forget Instant Take and Talk Podcast, where we give our hot takes and discuss television shows with our fans live and immediately after the episode airs.
With mega shows like House of the Dragon coming this summer, we're going to have lots to talk about.
Not to mention access to our fun and friendly community of club members, with exclusive Discord channels and a dedicated forum. It's one of the best places on the internet to hang out and chat about pop culture.
Bottom line, you're helping two regular type guys in the Midwest make the content you like to listen to, which some would say is rewarding to itself.
Help keep the lights on and the bits flowing at Bald Move.
And get some awesome content for yourself. Head to support.baldmove.com to join the club today.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the four pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
And now, back with more Bald Move.
Why would it be in the drama? Why wouldn't it be in... Oh, because we don't have drama versus... Nah, it's not first run.
Okay. Silo Season 1.
In fact, I'm going to just delete Feeny, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it belongs in retro. It's not... It's not first run, like you said.
Silo...
Rebecca Ferguson? It's not like the action-y... Like, it kind of is in places, but...
Is Common a badass? Nobody really does anything like squares off and does elaborate fight scenes, right?
I mean, Rebecca Ferguson runs a lot away from people, from people who are trying to catch her.
She falls off of into water, and she falls from platforms, and she crawls through garbage dumps, but yeah.
She leaps from platform to platform. I mean, she does some death-defying shit, but also...
Nah, she's not doing... Like, she's not like Laura Croft in anything. She needed to punch a dude.
She's not fighting anybody.
Or,
she's just fleeing.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
All right,
so
no,
I wouldn't say that.
Star Trek Strange New World Season 2.
Holy shit, yeah.
Here we go.
Star Trek Strange
Anson Mount, I assume.
Actually, I don't know about him. I was going to go with Mbinga for sure.
Yes. Yeah, he plays. And
I think Jess Bush, because doesn't she take the chemicals too? And they just like wade their way through.
Yeah, fighting the Klingons.
And I would say that La'an did some badass stuff last season. It's not coming to mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't remember. I mean, she went back in time with Kirk, but there wasn't anything really badass.
So
they did a
Jess
driving scene.
Bush, Christine Chapel. Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, and Babs Olasanmokun as Dr. Mbinga. Star Trek, Strange New Worlds.
Mouthful of a name. Yeah, nobody else was badass in the way that we're thinking. How about Carol Kane?
Well, what about Ethan? Did Ethan Peck not kick any ass either? Because sometimes
I don't remember him kicking ass.
Refresh my memory. The Gorn took over the ship this year, right?
I thought that was last year.
Because I can't.
Well, no, because they went to their home. Oh, there's a whole sequence
plan.
Where they go to the planet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Spock had to do that spacewalk. I thought he killed, like, single-handedly killed a Gorn warrior.
He might
have
saved Chapel, yeah.
To save Chapel. And it's
but then Chapel had to save him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah, we can throw
it's
Ethan
like
Peck
taking
on
down
there.
A Xenomorph. Yeah.
I don't I mean, know does Anson, it top though. Extraction 2? No, but might throw on there.
What about Anson Mount? I cannot recall him actually kicking ass.
What about the young Scotty? Did young Scotty do anything awesome in that sequence?
He's more of a technician guy with force fields and stuff, right? What about Paul Wesley as Kirk? Did he do anything badass, or was he just kind of like away team mission Kirk being
charming?
There's
that driving scene in the time travel episode, but like nothing badass.
I know they fought like some some Romulans. They did some fisticuffs and he got shot, but
is that badass?
He ripped off people playing speed chess in a park.
Mandalorian season 3 is on here twice. I'm going to remove one of them.
All right. Good.
Kaleidoscope?
What the fuck was
that's
Kaleidoscope?
The thing you can watch in any order. The different color episodes. I don't remember any of that show.
Me either, dude. And
what
I watched
it
the whole
about?
Thing, right? I
it
watched
was a bank
the whole
heist,
thing, right?
Right? Yeah, we watched
I watched the whole
episodes.
Thing and we watched
no.
it and oh and we watched it
ones.
In a random order that we picked the exact same fucking order.
Dumb.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to say
yeah, again,
I don't
what are the
this
odds?
Well enough to know.
Nah. Yeah, that was not a great experience. All right, what
Last
else?
Of Us.
Ooh.
Joel.
Okay, Pedro, here's where Pedro gets on.
Yeah.
Absolutely, as Joel from
and
the...
somehow Bella's gonna get on there too because it's a badass role. You wouldn't
it
think
is but... does she?
I mean, she kills that dude at the end. The nasty
yeah, all by
guy.
Her, yeah, and all, yeah, all by herself too.
Uh huh.
Bites his fucking finger off.
Yeah, she's ferocious, man. I think she's a badass.
Yeah, the swagger is off the charts. With her. Okay, yeah. What's her? Bella Ramsey?
Mm-hmm.
That is Ellie from T-Lou. Anybody else on The Last of Us?
Who played... God, I can't remember the name
Nick
of
Offerman?
The woman who was trying to get the Fireflies together. Nick Offerman, is he a badass in that? He's a...
I mean, he's a prepper when he knows his way around guns and. But you're right.
I mean,
just because he's gay,
he does some Rambo shit. I mean, like his booby traps.
He does
stuff,
single-handedly
that's
take
stuff, but
yeah, he does single-handedly hold off like a whole thing of invaders.
Yeah, but he doesn't really get his hands dirty the way that Rambo does. Like,
wow,
he just sets the traps and lets them go.
Wow.
Rambo will kill you to your face. I don't know. I don't think he's badass. I need to look her up because it's the one that Pedro or that Joel kills at the end. How about Melanie Lynskey? Is she a badass? Oh, right.
Who
was,
yeah, who did she say? Yeah, who... wasn't Tess. Who was the lady?
It is... Marlene.
Oh, it's the actual woman who played Marlene? It is the woman who played Marlene, right? Yeah.
What's the woman who played Marlene? Who? What?
Marlene. Or
yeah,
Merle Dandridge. She's mm-hmm. She actually played Marlene in the she voiced
in
the her
game
in the
too, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
There's Tess, played by Anna Torv. She was pretty badass. I mean, the way she went out, she
and she bossed
she
Joel around
kicked ass
like,
and protected her friends.
Yeah. She kind
yeah,
of plays a
Anna
Jason
Torv
Statham role in Knocked Up, or not Knocked Up, Snatched.
Mm.
All right, yeah. We'll give it to that. I'll buy that for a dollar. Anna Torv. She played, what the hell is her name
Tess.
Again? Tess. The... Didn't Troy Baker star in the show?
Yeah, he was a sidekick villain.
Yeah, but why is he not listed as part of the cast? Oh my god,
he's not.
No, not in like Google, but anyway.
Oh yeah, he played James. Next is Yellow Jackets season 2. Certainly nothing conventional.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
The Cabin Ghost.
All right, Star Trek Picard season 3.
Ooh.
I mean, Worf has some pretty cool stuff in that.
Yeah, we got to do. We got to give Worf some love, right?
T-loving warrior monk.
Michael Dorn as Worf. Jeri Ryan and Michelle Hurd.
Yeah, Jeri Ryan, definitely. Michelle Hurd, yeah. I mean, she's fighting alongside Worf. I don't know. Maybe I'm just dubious on her because I don't like her character at all. But Jeri Ryan, definitely.
But did she actually kick ass in this season?
Yeah, that opening scene.
Ed Steelers as Jack Crusher?
Oh, Jack Crusher. He has a couple moments, I guess. Yeah. He's mostly just
sleeper agent.
Haunted. Yeah, when he becomes his sleeper agent self, I guess he's a badass.
Amanda Plummer. We don't give her credit for that, do we?
Yes, very not conventional badass. She's just weird.
But we are going to... Oh shit, Ro Laren was in that. That's right, she dies.
Yeah, she's a captain of a ship.
Alright, so we're gonna give it to Jeri Russell too, or Jeri Ryan rather.
Yeah.
What did she do though?
I'm thinking about it was Beverly Crusher who was doing the scenes I was thinking of. Like that opening fight scene where she's fighting off all the dum-dums on her ship. I can't remember the exact circumstances.
Yeah. And that, I don't think she's very, I don't know.
I can't remember what Jeri Ryan did that was badass, so scrap it. I barely remember the show Extrapolations.
This was about climate change. No one was a badass.
I think I watched, two episodes of that, and one was about a priest, and no one was a badass.
Dude, my throat is killing me. I'm not sure it's because I screamed so much this weekend, or...
Could be. Loki season 2 and parentheses, should this be comedy? It doesn't matter. We're just filling out categories. Loki season 2. Hiddlestitch. Is he a badass?
No. Not really. I don't think anybody in this show is a badass.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Superhero show with no badasses. Boy, that's pathetic. Daryl Dixon. He has old Normus Reedus.
Norman Reedus. Get it? Yeah, has Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that he's lost a step or two.
Yeah. Look, the man's in his 50s.
If not older. Is Norman Reedus 60?
No. I would be shocked.
55 years old. 55 years young. He just looks like he's got the mileage, man. Anybody else in that?
Do we
give it to Clements Posey? Do we give it to Melissa McBride? Do we give it to...
I don't think anybody else.
Okay.
There are a couple of guys chasing them. Maybe.
The dude that's chasing him. The shit tattoo.
Maybe.
Nah, again, I'm looking for people who might win.
Okay.
I'm not trying to clog up the list. Okay, next.
Well, what about Ahsoka?
Oh, fuck Ahsoka, man.
So there's obviously Ahsoka herself.
Well, actually, we have to talk about that, I suppose. That's Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka in Ahsoka. There's also Ray Stevenson. Speaking of, my God, we'll have a super long we'll have a 2-person in memoriam for badasses this year.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Baylan Skoll from Ahsoka. What do we think about Mary Elizabeth Winstead? Her butt in the flight suit is undefeated.
That is not badass. I'm sorry. No matter how good your ass looks, it never wraps around and becomes badass.
What about Morgan Elspeth?
I mean, God, it's hard for me to separate my feelings about how stupid some of that show is from the badass stuff.
I didn't think her fights were that great. How about Hayden Christensen as Darth fucking Vader?
I mean, did he do a lot of cool fighting? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Clone Wars stuff, but
think him coming out of that time portal or whatever and the land beyond shrugging his shoulders with the kind of turning into Vader and him, and then that's the resulting lightsaber fight he had with her. I think it qualifies. What do you think about Lars Mikkelsen as Grand Admiral Thrawn?
I thought
more of the mastermind type, right? Doesn't really have charisma. No. Not in the way we're talking about.
No.
How about Ezra Bridger, the guy who played him?
No. I don't know. I mean, some people I'm sure think he's a badass. I don't.
What the hell is Clancy Brown in this? Clancy Brown. Plays the governor, of course, yes.
What about Wes Chatham?
Dude, he's not even in the cast list. No, I can't. I mean, do we want to write him down just so we can talk about it? It's like, you know... animated character rules apply. You can't just voice somebody.
I mean, yeah. Could do that.
Okay. Next.
Wes Anderson's shorts. That's not going to have any badasses. One Piece. I didn't see any of this.
I mean, I don't want to do a badass if you haven't seen it.
Okay. Winning Time. I haven't seen Foundation Season 2.
I mean, Lee actually gets to kick a lot of ass. Lee Pace gets to kick a lot of ass this year. Actually, I've got a couple. I got a couple Foundation season nominations here.
Kick some ass, right? I can't remember.
I've got to find a cast list that I can trust here. Jesus Christ.
Well, Sobel. What the hell am I talking about? It's Lobel.
Is there not a main article for this show? Wikipedia, man, what the hell's wrong with you guys?
I mean, Lee Pace kicks ass in that opening scene, that's for sure.
What about the general? I thought he did some interesting. He's got that kind of charisma too.
The general.
Yeah, General Bell or whatever his name was. Holy shit, Alexander Siddig has been cast in season 3 as a self-taught psychohistorian and diehard fan of Harry Seldon. Oh, he was in he was one of the judges, I guess, of him in his first trial.
I don't remember that.
Okay, I need to stop flailing around here. Lou Pace as Day in Foundation S2. What about
Hober? He's like a Han Solo type, but I don't know. He does some cool stuff. It's just not like fights. It's not actiony.
What about Laura Byrne? She punch dude's heads off or like punch through a dude's chest or something?
Something like that. Huh.
Yeah, where the hell do you find Hober Mallow? What is this guy's name?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just gonna search for it. Hober. Here we go. Dimitri Leonidas. Was he a badass though?
Kinda. Again, not right, in a like hand to hand combat kind of way, but
as Bell Rios in Foundation as two. All right, I think that might be the two. Lee Pace and Ben Daniels.
Yep. Black Mirror season 6. Oh.
No.
For All Mankind season 4.
You know, strangely, I gotta say no.
Even the big I mean they're like no name characters. The big Korean dude or the big
Oh yeah, or the big Russian factory word now, huh?
All right, Fargo season 5. There's Jude. Jude? Shit. I can't think of people's names. What is her name?
Juno Temple?
Juno, yeah. Juno Temple.
Is she a badass?
I kind of think so, yeah. I mean, she does the Rambo shit in her own house, right?
I mean, so does Kevin McAllister.
Badass.
Is Kevin McAllister a badass in season in Home Alone 1 and 2? That's the question you got to ask.
I think so. I mean, she's a tiger. Tigers are badass.
I mean, I'm inclined to hold strong and say that Juno Temple just is not a badass. Like, she doesn't have the champion. She doesn't really have the badass charisma. She certainly, this is a character. Like, I don't know that this character is a badass.
It's certainly debatable.
Like, I don't know how we say that what's her face from what's her movie, the Dial of Destiny, the Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Yeah. I don't know how we can say that she's not a badass and Juno Temple is a badass, because I guess she almost strangles John Hamm.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the flea verse fight, right? Juno fights, Phoebe flees. That's kind of the way I view it. It's like a.
But if you can't, but if you can't process the character through the lens of the three C's, I just don't.
Yeah, I don't think she would get it on any characters about the closest, or sorry, charisma's about the closest, but.
Yeah, so like, I just don't think it's there.
Character's the closest, but yeah, it's probably like a half C badass at best. So, I think I'm with you. Uh-huh. Joe Keery is not going to win anything for being a badass in this. I don't care how many bats he carries, and
I don't think you can give it to John Hamm either, because he just literally dominates women. What I was going to ask you, what you thought of the guy who plays the old Munch. Sam Spruill.
Yeah.
All right. How big is Sam Spruill?
Boy, it's a weird kind of badass, but
yeah, he's got the charisma, but it's an unhinged charisma. It's like the 0.5 charisma. He's 6'1".
Yeah, it's weird. That's a weird character.
I guess we could debate it. Otherwise, I don't think there's another badass.
Yeah, I don't think it matters much, because I can tell you basically who I'm pretty sure is going to win this category.
And like I said, I like Lamorne Morris and I love his character.
Is that the cop?
Witfar.
Yeah,
but he's not a badass. He is a badass. He's a badass. He's heroic. He's a hero, but he's not a badass in the sense of the three C's badass.
Yeah, I mean, character, I think he stands up to the badass question mark pretty strong. But yeah, champion and charisma, I don't really see it.
And we're judging his character. You can't give a fictional character a character C.
Right, right.
But Yeah, I think there's just no badasses in Fargo unless you want to say
no.
Old Munch. Okay.
That's fine.
He kicked a lot, most of his ass off screen, too.
So that's the end of the dramas. We do have comedies.
Yeah, let's blitz through real quick.
Like, what we do in the shadows, I don't think any of those qualify as badasses.
No.
Nandor, but I mean, Nandor think he did anything awesome. Closest. Did he?
Well, we definitely get the, like, this is the first time I think the series takes seriously that Nandor is an incredibly powerful vampire. He's by far mm-hmm. the most powerful vampire in the house outside of the Master. Like, he's, like, got 500-600 years on the other two vampires. He was an actual no-shit warrior.
Mm-hmm. But like, they I felt make like he fun was, of that. It's not even real
life. Yeah, but, I mean, when they take it seriously in the course of... Guillermo has been turned against his will, and now he's gonna have to deal with the wrath, and no one can save him versus him. But you're right. I'm making a devil's advocate that I don't believe in.
Yeah. Res Dogs. I don't recall anybody being badass in that.
Res Dogs. Not in the sense we're talking about. I'm trying to think of the bear. Or bear, a little, a big.
Yeah,
is
I don't.
It big or
think
big
so.
Bear?
I think it's big.
West Duty Bucky.
Or it's not big. It's Bear. Bear is his name.
Well, Big is Zach McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's Big Bear, right? Or is it just Big?
Oh, I don't know if he's got like a full name.
Yeah, nah, it's not that type of show.
Nope. Barry? Season 4?
White Steve.
right.
Was that this year?
Apparently.
Jesus.
I don't even think we talked about it. Did we do a...
We did.
OTC on it.
We did. Bald Move Barry. Yeah, we did. Barry, Season 4... Barry gets season by season breakdown. Wait, no, they don't. Okay, never mind.
I mean, this is
season 4.
It's weird that fucking Milton from Office Space is like the biggest badass in this show at this point.
I guess at the end he gets to some kind of scary post prison place that he kind of takes seriously. What the shit? Alan Sepinwall is listed as a cast member for season 4? Was he some background dude?
No idea.
I mean, Bill Hader.
Yeah.
You kind of got to give it to him. He's literally a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hader, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think that's about it. Bill Hader and... Yeah. God. Milton from the office from Office Space. I can't think of his actual name.
Steven Root.
Yes.
All right, next.
Schmigadoon season 2.
Nope. Keep moving.
Lucky Hank. No. Ted Lasso season 3. No. Poker Face.
Wait a second.
There are no badasses.
You're saying Roy Kent is not a badass?
Not in the way we're talking about. He's a
I
loud
don't
man.
Know. He no. He's like, you think you can beat him up? You think I can beat him up?
Have I seen him beat anybody up in the show? Does he ever do anything that's actually badass other than raise his voice?
What about badass charisma? You got a team full of alpha dog athletes, and when he barks, they fucking get and snap in line.
It's true.
Like they let this man tie their penises together.
Uh-huh.
For some demented drill for his own amusement.
I don't know. I mean, doesn't strike me as like the type of badass we're talking, but if you want to throw him on there,
yeah,
we can talk about him.
It's too bad. I would have liked to seen him like beat the piss out of Jamie's dad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, something, right? Some just righteously beat the shit out of somebody.
Shows,
but that's not that type
show's
of show.
Too gentle for that, yeah. It's
yeah,
because
the show that's legit. That's not healthy behavior. Okay.
Poker Face.
Ted Lasso, No Badasses. What?
Poker Face. I didn't see this one.
That was a good show. Because I really like Natasha, what's her face?
Leone.
She is really good in this fucking show. But she is not a badass. She is like a Sherlock Holmes, like intuitive deductionist, but without any of those physical like combat skills that make Sherlock Holmes kind of a badass. So, and I'm trying to think if there's anybody like any heavies in that show. I should look it up. What is that movie? What's that show called? Poker Face. When is that coming back, by the way? Adrian Brody is a menacing mastermind in this. Benjamin Bratt is not a badass. Oh, Ron Perlman shows up. Maybe he'll be a badass next season. Okay, let's just go with that. Let's just skip that for now.
Okay. Skip Hello Tomorrow. That's not badass in any way. Lower Decks season 4 animated.
I haven't seen that one. It's the one I haven't seen yet.
The Rah Rah Riverdale finale. No badasses in that. Harley Quinn season 4 animated. Righteous Gemstones season 3. Is there anybody badass in that? Is Gideon a badass? I don't think so. He's a good driver. That's it.
Yeah,
I did love that scene where he's driving them around. But
could you argue that Keefe is Keefe is kind of a badass?
Almost.
We'll be right back with more Bald Move after this brief pause.
Commission podcasts are an awesome feature here at Bald Move that allows you, the individual listener, to decide what we talk about for a single podcast.
The community loves it because it often leads to fun fan favorite films and TV shows that we've overlooked getting the coverage they deserve.
And we love it because we're constantly exposed to great stuff that's not even on our radar.
The way it works is simple. You go to support.baldmove.com and you click on commissions. Then you pay the flat rate for the commission and tell us what 2-ish hours of content you'd like us to make podcasts on.
Then we'll contact you for details, advanced feedback, and any dedications you'd like to make.
Then we watch the thing, discuss the thing, turn it into a podcast, and pump it right into your ears.
We get consistently great feedback on how much our commissioners love their podcast, and they make great gifts for the dedicated Bald Move fan in your life.
And who knows, that dedicated fan could even be you. Treat yourself. Check out support.baldmove.com for more info.
And now, back with more Bald Move.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have anybody in there.
Yeah. All right.
Good Omens.
God, no. I forgot Shea Whigham played that fucking old ass NASCAR driver.
Oh, right, right.
God, he's so good. What's next one? Good Omens?
Good Omens. Yeah, I don't think so. And Always Sunny, whatever season it is, 29.
Do we consider commissions for Bada?
No, because right? Those are all retro.
You're right. It's badass of the year, not badass of the Bald Move universe. So okay, cool.
That's it.
All right, we've got another hour.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do now?
All right, we got to fill out the next category, best debut pilot. Shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Boy.
First run movies, dramas. So Justified City Primeval, not a debut. Beef.
Nah, not really.
It's like how a about
mini-series. So Mrs. Davis, obviously, right?
Yeah, I mean it's probably not gonna get a season 2. That's the thing, is it
that's canon for disappointment, to be honest.
Yeah.
The Bear, yeah.
Silo season one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had a particularly good pilot, even though I have mixed feelings about the overall season.
Next one I see is The Last of Us.
The Last of Us, obviously. I would say that, unfortunately, that pilot's probably one of the weaker episodes, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Had a lot of world building to do, but... what's Daryl Dixon is the next one.
I guess we'd have to. I thought Daryl Dixon had a pretty good finale, pilot. Okay.
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Okay.
One Piece.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And comedies. Lucky Hank. I only watched the first episode of that, so.
Wait. Well, that was in season. That was season two, too, wasn't it?
Lucky Hank? No, it's a brand new show.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to consider it?
I suppose it fits the category. Poker Face
for sure.
Is that a season one? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello Tomorrow.
That was Hello Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember Hello Tomorrow.
It's that
Jesus
Billy
Christ.
Boyd or whatever his name, whatever his.
I didn't
up.
Finish that show, or did I finish that show?
I did not.
I don't think I did.
I did not like it.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't even consider it then.
I mean, okay. For the sake of fullness in the category, it's something we watched, and it was a debut pilot, so
it's going to make the top 10.
No, right. But
it is.
By default, yeah.
Well, shit, I should put the other one. Stuff that I skipped on the list. Then.
Oh, you skipped shit? What do you skip shit?
I mean,
for?
I guess Wes Anderson is a short series. It's not a. It's
yeah,
not
it's,
a,
it's.
I wouldn't call that a pilot.
Three
right?
shorts. No, it's not a.
Extrapolations.
Series at all. I want to say it's like a mini series. I don't think mini series is count unless they're pilot.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Strong.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if. Yeah, Beef was also. That's what I thought.
Kaleidoscope doesn't work that way either. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Easy peasy. Category.
Biggest miss.
Succession.
Did Succession actually have a season this year? It's the last season that can hurt us.
Yeah, it's the final. Okay. The season four. I'm pretty sure. Let me check because I didn't watch it, but I almost certainly remember people saying, why aren't you watching
this? How about Scavenger's Reign?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That should be on there. Boy, it's harder to come up with the things that you didn't watch that aren't on a list somewhere.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Best television 2023. It's pill for other people's ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's telling me what TV to buy.
Okay.
These TV shows. Everything certified fresh. Holy shit.
I'm trying to find Alan Sepinwall's top 10. Let's see if we missed anything. Party Down. I don't give a shit.
Oh, right.
Somebody Somewhere. Don't give a shit. Oh, Blue Eyed Samurai might have been a miss. Yeah, I think so.
But that's this year, right? Or did that?
No, came out. It came out in November.
Oh, okay. Fall of the House of Usher.
Have you seen any?
I know you watched that.
Yeah, no, you haven't seen any of that shit.
Fall of the House of Usher. I know you watched that when we didn't talk about it.
Yeah. What were for biggest miss? No. God, no. God, no. That movie, that show sucked. I watched it out of anger. I think Poker Face would have been an interesting series, too. I don't know what we're going to, because I don't, there's no way. We just missed that forever. What?
Dark Winds. I never watched any of that because. AMC
also
has to really get good word of mouth for me, but
Rolling Stones.
It's Succession is season four, so
I'm gonna put Invincible. Fuck, Invincible season two. Because I had a plan with my son to do that, and it did never worked out.
Mm, yeah, Gen V.
Gen V for sure. Good call.
Oh, it's weird.
You know, Primo gets a lot of big gets a lot of mention, and that's also something that the Shay Serrano is a director writer on.
Hmm.
It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes too.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But we actually got a lot of stuff this year. We met Only Murderers in the Building. I don't feel like we missed out on that. Maybe Scott Pilgrim takes off.
Yeah. I mean, I was never going to watch Only Murders in the Building. But
yeah, me either. But I mean, that's like, we were never going to watch Succession either.
Yeah. It's true. I know that show was popular. I don't know, is Reacher season 2 something we should have covered?
Well, did that come out last year?
Apparently.
Yeah, it did. It did. Reacher season 2 is not as good as season 1, but it is still very enjoyable for a badass series. Oh shit, I should probably put Reacher on badass.
Oh.
I yeah, what we that guy's name is.
Watch. Well, you watched the show. Why,
I watched
not
it over
make
Christmas
it
t- break. We because I watched it over it Christmas all. Break.
Yeah.
So I think it still counts since I watched it in 2023 and it came out in 2023.
Yeah, I guess we should put it on the.
It's Alan Rickman, right? That's his name. Alan Richton. Okie doke. Jack Reacher. Okay, what else? What were we? We were in the middle of Biggest Miss. I was just scrolling through the best TV shows. Silo. That we could have easily made that a season 1.
Oh, full watch. Yeah, I mean, I guess
probably
we did
pretty well.
OTC it, but you're right. We didn't do full coverage.
And we got a late start on that. But, I mean, that's our policy. But it's I like the show where, you know, we kind of went wrong on. Or we could have gotten away with breaking our wheel.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about things that we talked about on OTC.
God, I wish. Man, One Piece is probably missing the boat because that's so huge. And I really liked it. But, I mean. How about Monarch Legacy of Monsters? That's 90% on Rotten on fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is a Godzilla series.
Hmm.
I'm going to throw it
yeah,
down.
I mean, I hear good things about it.
Yeah. Better should put, because we'll be like, what the fuck is Monarch Legacy of Monsters?
Yeah.
The Diplomat, Loki, Lost Flower, Jiridu, Strange Planet. Okay, I'm good. I'm good with where we're at on that. Best Bald Move Moment. That is community nominated. Going to be hard to beat Groundhog's Day. Oh, Jesus. Are you ready to do lead actor and actor? Or do you want to...
I don't have time to do that. It's going to take more than 40 minutes.
That's what I thought. So we could probably get through the rest of the categories. Biggest surprise. Boy, howdy. What is biggest surprise? And this is in a good way, right? Biggest disappointment is the inverse of that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Silo.
I mean, it wasn't on my radar at all. I've never read that book. I didn't know anything about it going in. So yeah.
Yeah. And I guess I keep expecting this Apple stuff to eventually they'll do like some kind of stupid dystopian Y adult thing. That's just stupid. And I kind of thought that was going to be this, but maybe. Yeah. You can't, Last of Us, you can't put that on there.
No, I figured.
Is Daryl Dixon a surprise that it's watchable?
It has its moments.
One Piece on there. Daryl Dixon.
I feel like if you put Daryl Dixon on there, you got to put Dial of Destiny on there too, because that turned out to actually be pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, it's better. It kind of redeems the indie sequels.
Yeah. Oh, and Dungeons and Dragons, that was a big surprise how good that was.
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm just looking at the other movies that were in here. I don't think
I can say Poker Face, because, like, you know, that's I expected good things out of that.
What about Barbie? I know you didn't like Barbie, though. That's the problem. Everybody loves Barbie except for you, so it would be on that list for most people.
Oppenheimer, what about First Run Bulb? Oh, you're going through that right now. I'm gonna say The Holdovers.
Yes, The Holdovers was great. So how far did you get on the TV? Because that's all the movies.
I think we're done
like
with TV.
Star Trek Picard season 3 being actually really
okay,
good.
Okay, yeah. I could almost put Strange New World because I first watched it. No, that's not true. Star Trek Picard season 3. Yeah, they didn't fumble that ball. TV drama. We got all the way through that, I believe.
Yeah.
TV comedy, and then we don't do retro, right?
No. So yeah, that might be it for
is
that.
Any commissions that?
Oh, or big surprise?
I don't think we can do commissions. I don't think commissions qualify.
Yeah, do we? What did we do? Let me look at last year's list for biggest surprise.
Highest risk, highest reward. Is there any high risk, high reward commissions?
Andor, The Bear, Peacemaker, Severance. Yeah, there was nothing commissioned in there. Highest risk, highest reward.
Could you say high risk, high reward, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yeah, it's not our risk or our reward, but yeah. I think that's risky.
First Run Bald Movies.
I mean, John Wick Chapter
I would say
4
Indiana,
doing another.
I'd say Indiana
risky.
Jones was one, right?
I mean, I would say yes for the first of the new sequels, but not this one.
But it's been
like,
10
the
years.
The reputation
like,
was tarnished as shit. There was like nothing. There was
but
no
imagine
risk
if it,
there.
Imagine if this had been that bad or worse, you know, like there would be a real conversation of like,
another.
Is Indiana Jones on balance good? You know, you've got two unquestionably good films, a divisive, polarizing one, and then two total shit ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Star Wars. Star Wars on balance is god awful dog shit now, but that's not my opinion of it. My opinion is reserved for here's the original trilogy. That's good. I don't think it would have made a difference to me. Like, I don't think there's much risk there because they shit the bed so hard the last time.
Right on.
Hit
me up. Yeah.
Tetris, no. Dungeons and Dragons, no. Fast X continues to please.
Cocaine Bear?
I mean, it's a
no,
stupid
it's not a high,
idea.
It's not highest risk. It's not highest risk.
No risk there. I don't think any of these are really super risky.
TV drama. Would you say The Last of Us was a high risk, high reward?
I mean, video game movies and TV shows are notoriously kind of bad.
I don't think so, because like I don't like that. That never seemed like a risky project to me. Like with the talent they had on board, as soon as I heard it's Craig Mazin
and the network that was doing it, and like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't think so. I mean, Picard season 3. There's no risk. It's already shit.
Does it feel like to you that they stretched Barry out one season too long?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we only have two for high risk, high reward. Is this even a category we do this year? Because I will say that one of the things is that Hollywood is becoming increasingly risk averse. They just don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's only 3 original IP movies out last year. Everything else is sequels or historical things.
And there's stuff like Foundation Season 2. The first one wasn't incredibly well received, and it's a very expensive show. So maybe there's some risk to doing a second season, but also, it's not that risky.
I'm starting to think like this is going to be a deprecated category for this year.
Really? God, that sucks.
Yeah. It does, but like I'm thinking, we talk about it too. Like maybe we can talk about it in the context of Hollywood being risk averse.
Yeah. I mean, What We Do in the Shadows feels to get riskier every year. Like, how many years can they keep that going and it still be funny?
Yeah, I guess, because I'm already on the like side of like maybe they should have gone out last season. Because they got to where I thought Guillermo was interesting, and then they completely walked it back.
What about Good Omens?
The most egregious.
Was there a reason to do a second season of Good Omens? Because they covered that whole book in the first one, right?
Good Omens was high. Yes, it was high risk, high reward, but it wasn't high reward. But that means stuff that failed too, right? That's the biggest disappointment to me. I think that's the biggest disappointment to me.
Yeah. Okay, how is it this sits between somewhere between biggest disappointment and biggest surprise? It's a known quantity that delights, that was like, why did you didn't have to do this, but it was actually really good.
Yeah, that's what highest risk. It's like it has to, the reward is it's if it fails, it's not, I don't think it's up for consideration, because the reward was, yeah, you took a big giant gamble, but it didn't pay off. That's just a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Highest risk, highest reward is the flip side of disappointment. Like, biggest surprise is the flip side of disappointment too, I guess.
Well, kind of, because they're
because highest risk is something with history.
Yeah. So it's kind of a weird in between, but yeah, we just don't have much here this year. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to deprecated for this year. I don't want to forget about it, but deprecated for this year.
Okay. Special projects. There's The Expanse, there's the Giamatti, and there's now the Pedro.
A very belter Christmas. There is a very... No, the one-man manger.
Yep.
And then there is the Star Wars Holiday Special 2. Okay, cool. Is there any other special projects we've done that...
I don't know if you count, like, Al and Joe. Like, that Riverdale thing was this year.
Nah.
We
can make that for biggest... Oh, we should put that for biggest surprise, though. Alan or
Return of Alan Joe.
Alan Joe, Return of Alan Joe. Is that the biggest disappointment? Because that's, you can actually joke that's a high risk, high reward too, but it failed. Let's do it as biggest disappointment.
Okay. Yeah. That's where it's funnier for sure.
Al and Joe covering the finale of Riverdale. Okay. Okay, other biggest disappointments. Let's see.
Biggest disappointment?
Okay. I'm gonna say that Jim didn't like Harry Potter. I think it's gonna have long-reaching effects on Bald Move.
Huh.
It's a personal disappointment.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I think we're gonna miss out on potentially 8 or 9 seasons of.
I mean,
10 million people
I think,
watching show on HBO.
I think you should find a host, perhaps someone
we already know.
Yeah,
fuck you, pal. Yeah, I think you should find a host to do something for a decade.
Yeah, you want to do a Lower Decks podcast with me?
And I'll dip, I'll dip that beak in. Oh, you think a Lower Deck's going to get 10 million people watching it?
I don't think anybody wants to hear me talk about Harry Potter. Because I would shit on it relentlessly.
No, that's why I said it's the biggest disappointment that Jim didn't like Harry Potter.
And
not
I'm
that
telling
Harry
you,
Potter shit.
You can do it. You can do it.
But it's still a biggest disappointment.
Sure, not to me.
It should be.
I'm not disappointed.
That one we could have been
like
great, Jim. Like it's fine that you. I'm like, it's fine that you don't like it. I'm just. It's just a disappointment.
Yeah. Okay. Commissions that we don't put disappointments for commissions and
Wait,
disappointments because that's
high risk, high reward. Is John Wick? No, you had that. No.
I don't think so because it's a good franchise.
And also it was begging. It was not gone for a long time. It was begging for a sequel with the way it ended with a literal cliffhanger, or I guess a building thrower offer.
So what is this biggest disappointment?
Yeah.
Fast
X, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Creed, Cocaine Bear, Killer Spider-Man, The Creator. I kind of think The Creator was a disappointment.
It wasn't amazing, but it also wasn't bad.
Yeah.
We could talk about it if you want to throw it in there.
I think we should.
Silent Night.
Silent
oh my
Night.
God for me.
Yeah.
Silent Night.
Yeah.
Were you?
I was gonna say, should we discuss it? Because I wasn't disappointed. I don't know if you were.
That's the thing. I didn't know what I was expecting going in, so it's hard to be disappointed by something when you don't have expectations.
I must say, Justified, City Primeval is a prime one.
Miss Davis.
Oh, it's not the Romanoffs, but it's up there.
Yeah, it's Romanoffs-esque.
Romanoff-esque.
Let's
see. Star Trek.
Kaleidoscope.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting much out of it.
Ton of expectation, but. Okay. Extrapolations?
Ahsoka.
Yeah, definitely Ahsoka. Nah.
I feel like disappointment has to have some sort of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll do extrapolations.
It's Apple.
We
it's
desperately
like a
need something to move the needle on getting people serious about climate change, and that wasn't it. You got to take this away from liberal Hollywood elite types. You got to find a conservative filmmaker who has been converted. That thought that it was like a myth back was like shit. Like Troy and what's the South Park guys could do this.
Matt Stone.
Uh-huh. Matt Stone and Trey Parker could do a pretty bang up extrapolation since they've kind of come full circle on shitting on Al Gore to like, actually, you were right, Al Gore. We should have listened. I might cite that as South Park guys.
How about For All Mankind season 4?
Yep.
How about Fargo season 5?
That's
an interesting one.
That's a spicy one. That's a spicy one. I'm not sure if that's fair, but that's why it's probably a good one to discuss.
And
I'm going to go Reacher season 2.
I don't know. I assume, based on what you said, yes.
Yeah.
Barry season 4? Throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I wanted from Barry, but I felt like
They should, yeah, they should have got there last season, because I just, like, it was gone so long, and season three was already kind of, sort of, that I, yeah, I that's my feeling watching it, just kind of disappointment.
Yeah, generally.
I'm going to go Schmigadoon.
Okay. And I'm going to go with Lucky Hank, too.
Okay.
After Better Call Saul, I was hoping for big things from Bob Odenkirk, and that was not it for me. Oh, Hello Tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, we got a loaded category here. We already got Alan Joe in the rah-rah Riverdale thing.
Mm-hmm.
Harley Quinn? Good. I don't remember much of that.
You didn't see that, did you? I don't think you've even seen the season. Because it was
real
good.
I couldn't tell you.
It was a return to form. Like, starting from the Valentine's Day special, which was the one shot that they released between 3 and 4. This is a really good season.
Huh, okay. Good Omens.
It's,
Good Omens. Big disappointing energy there.
Big disappointment.
Okay.
Anything else? I guess that's like, we went through it all, didn't we? Any disappointing commissions? I already did Harry Potter.
Yeah, and the rest were,
I'm
going to
say,
good.
Ray Stevenson's dying, too. I'm going to throw that as to get a double dip.
You're not going to put Carl... Oh, I guess he died this year, so it doesn't count.
And also, he's old. Like, he's like 76 years old. It's like, that's a bummer, but like... He had a whole body
His
of work.
His best years were behind him. We weren't going to get anything good out of him anyway.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Ready for the Soylent Green factory. He's
he's taking up space now. All right.
Badasses,
cool.
Badasses.
We're going to stop this recording.
Well, do we have all the categories down, right?
Seems like it. It's all everything except the actors, which is going to take a month.
Is that literally the only thing we got left? I feel like we don't have... Yeah, best lead actor, best supporting actor, biggest... Yeah, looks like it. Best bald move moments, community. Yeah. Okay, then. Cool.